I guess the thing that's important to remember about the Oncotype DX is right now it's only been validated in a very specific clinical situation of a woman with a node-negative, ER-positive tumor.
Exactly. So this was a test that was designed and generated basically to help solve one of the most difficult problems we have, which is to decide what to do with a woman with a hormone receptor-positive, node-negative tumor. The problem is the Oncotype DX assay has been validated from a clinical trial sample, and that's where the scores were generated. When other people have attempted to reproduce those findings, essentially we have one study that confirms those results and another study that says, well, your outcomes weren't what we predicted when we sent off our tumors. So it's still a little in the air how accurate this test really is. The whole concept of predictive assays is tremendously exciting to an oncologist or any care provider, because instead of standing up in front of a woman and explaining, well, we have a treatment that is toxic but maybe benefits 1 in 5 women on average in terms of overall survival, and we don't know if you're 1 of those 5, we can get much closer to telling which women are going to benefit and which women can forego these toxic chemotherapy treatments. So although I'm very hopeful that we can fully validate these assays and perhaps even improve on what we have with Oncotype DX, at the end of the day, I do think it's a major step forward. I would just like to see a little bit more validation and a comparison with good quantitative estrogen receptor and HER2 assessment when those comparisons are made.